Joining me on the line is David Kaplan. He is the president of the Revenue Property Group. David, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us today.
Thanks, Phil.
Now, this is a property, anybody who's been in the block of West 8th Avenue between Spruce and Alder would know exactly which house we're talking about. It's been vacant for quite some time. There's been a lot of work in the area, a lot of renovation, and we're finally seeing a grand opening. So what are we seeing?
So the house, as you may know, was owned initially by the honorary physician to Queen Victoria. So it's quite an old house, built in 1882. It must be one of Vancouver's oldest houses. On the heritage list, it looks like it's the third oldest, but it could be definitely within the top 10 houses in terms of age. And we've restored the inside to the Victorian Edwardian style with modern materials. So, for example, you have walnut floors and we have fir doors. And we've used materials that they would have had at the same time, but because we're not using the oldest materials, we're using modern materials, it just resembles the age. In 1980, the house was renovated restored on the outside by the architects that owned it at the time, which was Iredale, and they got a heritage award for that. And so we wanted the inside to reflect the outside, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
And being a heritage house then, were there certain rules that you had to follow as far as the restoration and maintaining that heritage style to it?
The most important issue is not to affect the external look of the house. I think the city was quite supportive in us trying to have the inside reflect the heritage nature of the house. So we got actually quite good support from the city.
And with a house of this history, as you mentioned, it was built by Sir Dr. John Reid, the honorary physician to the Queen of England. His wife was the founder of the Vancouver Council of Women. Such a rich history to this property. Now that it's been renovated and the grand opening is coming, what's it actually going to be used for now?
Well, it's zoned as offices, so it has to be used as offices, and that's what we're doing with it. Just a little bit more about the history. What I like about what's, I think, quite impressive about the original owners, not only was Sir John Watt Reid a physician to the Queen and then became physician to King, or honorary physician to King Edward VII, so he was certainly a senior member of the British elite. He chose, nevertheless, to come and settle in Vancouver towards the early stages of the city's life. And I think that took some doing because he certainly could have just retired in England quite comfortably. His wife was a very interesting personality. Her name's Georgina Hill. She's originally from Halifax. And she was one of the founders of the Council of Women, the Vancouver Council of Women, which prior to the suffragettes was calling for women's representation on councils. So we have two quite impressive people, and they sold the house to Sir William Nicol, who was the publisher of the province at the time. He had just moved the province from Victoria to Vancouver. And he lived in the house until 1910 and eventually became the Lieutenant Governor of British Columbia. So I think the early residents of this house provide some inspiration in terms of what hopefully residents of this house in the future will do from a contribution to their city and to their province in their country. It's sort of an inspiration because of their great involvement in their country's histories.
Are there anything in place inside the house to remind people of this or to tell the story of the house?
Yeah, we have a mural at the entrance which tells the old story, the original story of the house. And then there are much of the interior envelope is original. The stairwell is original, so you can. It was definitely built in the late 1800s. But the rest of the interior over the years has been quite badly mistreated. So we had to renovate to the extent of building new floors. Everything else is complete. All the lighting and the electricals and the plumbing and so on. So really, it's the wood, which is a remnant of the original house.
Well, it certainly has been a lengthy renovation for sure. Now, how can people learn more if they want to see about being a resident of the house, using the space, or just learning more about the house?
Sure. Well, there is a website, which is fairviewhouse.ca. The reason it's called Fairview House is that's because what John Reed originally called it in the 1893 phone book or residence book of the city, it says that Sir John Watt Reed lived at Fairview House and the address. So we've adopted the original house, and one can go to the website and see a bit about the history and see photographs of the time and the place of the house in the neighborhood. And then we'd be happy to have people come and have a look over the next few weeks before tenants actually take on some of the space.
All right. Well, it sounds absolutely amazing, and I've been by it. I've at least seen the outside. It looks absolutely gorgeous. David, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and for bringing us up to date today.
Thanks, Jill, and we look forward to you coming to visit.
I will, definitely. All
Great.
Right. David Kaplan, he's the president of the Revenue Property Group.